Today we'll be tackling the horrifying topic of World War II and the many, many bombings that occurred during it. Do you think that dropping 4-ton bombs on innocent civilians is a war tactic or a mass murder? And how much do you really know about the aftermath of these terrifying ghost towns that we just call bomb sites? More today with our host, Trey Loth. Today we have an eyewitness account from Nurse Duffin, who witnessed complete terror in the Belfast Blitz in 1941. She watched many people die in front of her, and she, in fact, is still scared to this day of the gruesome thing that we all call death.
Hi, I am Emma Duffin. I'm a nurse that served in the Great War. During 1941, death and conflict was brought to my attention. I believe that death should be peaceful and people should feel sympathy and grief. However, Hitler made death feel disgusting to me. Death wasn't death anymore. All these poor men just became a number in the statistic many years later. Watching people after people lay in their bed with their tangled hair, starry eyes, and green-gray faces covered with dust made me feel like I was the one who was dead.
Emma states the worst feeling of all was the smell, the horrid, wretched smell of death. It sticks around for months, lingering around the camp like a skunk. Many nights, people sick with the stench of death. Next, we'll be getting opinions from famous military officers and our very own president and his mentality on if these bombings should have happened in the first place.
Hello, my name is Major Alexander Servinsky, and I am part of the U.S. Army Air Force. To answer your question, Trey, no. I really feel like what we have done is civilian punishment and is unplanned vandalism. It is just destroying cities one by one, and these bombs are wasteful and very costly to the government. Bombing innocent people doesn't help but put a dent in the military and just lower the morale.
To argue almost with Major Servinsky is our very own president, Mr. Truman.
Hello, it is I, President Truman. I do believe that the people of the cruel nation Japan are unholy beasts, but I do not believe that we should continue to act in the same manner as them. We will not let down any bombs until completely necessary, because above all, we are all one planet. And even as cruel as we are, we must be humane, especially to the women and children of Japan. They are people, but they threaten our great nation. So in all, I feel that as many bombs as we sent down was in fact not justified, but I do believe the reason we did in fact was correct.
We are going to let the people decide. Leave a text down below if you think these bombings were justified in bombing innocent people. Thank you. Today we walk over Dresden, and we see ruins, untold stories of the people who thrived there before. We see broken and lost times. Think about the lives lost under our very feet. The innocent people that gave their lives for an unjust reason. We talked to a bystander named Trevor O'Brien. He talked about his parents and where he grew up in this great, dead town.
As you walk through these ruined and streets, you can still hear the dreaded screams and shrieks of innocent children. As a large shadow casts over your town, the ground shook for miles. The smoke lasted for days and the death would never lift from our shoulders. I lost a great uncle. He never fought a day in his life. A simple man just doing his job. His life taken. Stolen from him all in a moment. I blinked and my town was gone.
I finish this broadcast with this. Remember these dead. Never again fascism. And never again war. Engraved on the Hamburg Memorial. Was this all worth it? Can we ever come back from this? Thank you for listening. I hope everyone has a great day. This has been your host, Trey Loth. Stay classy, Colorado.